Robinson spoke to a room filled with teachers, superintendents, and other educators from around the state about the ways in which education is changing.
For those who are going directly into our Florida college system, we have to work out a way on the K-12 and the high school side of the fence in particular to make sure we're providing the students with the skills needed to be successful.
One way the state is working to ensure that success is by raising the expectations for student learning. A few years ago, Florida joined about 40 other states in adopting a nationalized education curriculum called the Common Core. Those new learning standards are also coming with harder tests, and the state is trying to slowly transition students into the more demanding coursework. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho describes the results of this year's FCAT tests as an example of what he describes as a market correction in the climb toward the Common Core curriculum.
This is a necessary transition that for a while will result in a decline in student performance. The state has that responsibility. At the local level, we are attempting to portray this evolution of standards in the state of Florida that is driven by a moral and economic imperative that will serve Florida well in the future.
Some states, like Georgia, are transitioning into the new Common Core education system this year, but Florida is phasing it in. Kindergartners will be the first to go, followed by the higher grade levels. The Common Core curriculum means that for the first time, the states, which have long had individual learning standards, will be united under a common goal. But educators say change is hard.
I think I thought, oh no, here comes one more change. Here's another something that we're going to have to stop what we're doing.
Toni Washington Knight is a teacher in Fort Myers. She admits that her initial impression of the Common Core standards wasn't very high. However, her opinion has changed since learning more about them.
I will say that students across the United States, while they may be different, I think for the most part, children think the same no matter where they live. And I hope that what I understand is that it's going to put us somewhat on a level playing field globally. And I think that's important.
One of the key elements to Florida being successful with the new learning standards is making sure that teachers like Washington Knight are properly trained in what the nation expects students to learn. But that training is expensive, and some districts are further along in it than others. Florida education officials expect to have completed the transition to Common Core by 2015. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.